Hi, Bob the Canadian here. Welcome to this English lesson where I'm going to continue to help you learn to talk about your daily routine. This is actually part two of a two-part series. If you didn't watch part one, you should click the link that is right up there and watch that one first. In the first part of this series, I took you from the moment I woke up in the morning until the moment my work day was done. And along the way, I helped you learn some English words and phrases that you could use to talk about your day. In this video, in part two, we'll look at the time from when I am done my work day until the moment I go to sleep. So once again, I'm going to invite you to come along with me for part of my day so that I can help you learn to talk about your daily routine in English. Well, hey, welcome to part two of this English lesson where I'm helping you learn to talk about your daily routine in English. Before we keep going, though, if you are new here, don't forget to click that red subscribe button and give me a thumbs up if this video is helping you learn English. Well, if you watched part one all the way to the end, you know that I just said goodbye to all of my colleagues. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye, Bob. Bye, Bob. Have a good night. Bye, Bob.
And my workday is done. So even though I'm done my workday and I can go home, the next thing I usually do is I run some errands. In English, when you say that you need to run some errands, it means that you need to do things like go to the post office, maybe you need to buy a few groceries, and those types of things. So before I run some errands, I'm also going to check my email and check my text messages, because before I run some errands, I want to find out if there's anything that Jen might need from town before I go home. So Jen just texted me back and said that we need some more bananas, but other than that, there's nothing else she can think of that I would need to get in town. So I'm going to run two errands. I'm going to go and check my mail at the post office, and then I'm going to go to the grocery store and get some bananas. So I'm at the post office and I'm just about to go in to check my mail. But I just wanted to mention once again that if you ever want to send me a postcard, my address is in the description below. Many of you have sent me postcards over the last year and a half, and I just want to say thank you to all of the people who have sent me postcards. It is very, very nice of you, and I love reading them. So my post office box is down here on the bottom. It's number 419 or 419. Usually there's a few pieces of mail for me. Let's open it and see what we have here. Looks like a postcard and a letter. So the postcard is from Victor, who is from Ukraine. And Victor says, "Hello, Bob the Canadian. Greetings from Ukraine. Thank you for uploading excellent videos." Thank you so much, Victor, for the postcard. Look at these beautiful stamps. The envelope actually contains a card from Sirirak from Thailand. And the card says, "Happy New Year 2020. Hello, Bob the Canadian. I'm Sirirak from Thailand. I like learning English with your videos. Thank you for teaching me. You are welcome." And thanks, Victor, and thanks, Sirirak, for sending me some mail. I love it. So when I pick out bananas, when I choose bananas, those two verbs mean the same thing. I like to pick out bananas that are yellow and ready to eat right now. And I like to pick out bananas that are a little bit green that I can eat later this week when they are ripe. By the way, if you're from a country that grows bananas, thank you for the bananas. These bananas are from Ecuador. Well, I got my bananas, but unfortunately they wouldn't let me continue to make a video while I was going through the checkout. So I really wanted to show you what it's like to go through a checkout in a grocery store and pay for your groceries, but I couldn't. But anyways, I did get my bananas. So this isn't part of my daily routine, but whenever I'm out running errands, I'm always tempted to go to Tim Hortons, which is a coffee shop in Canada, and get myself a snack. But I'm trying to lose weight and stay healthy, so I am going to resist the temptation. So I have finished my workday. I have finished running errands. The next thing I normally do in my daily routine is I go home. It is my favorite part of the day. So in English, you just heard me say, the next thing I do is I go home. I could also say, the next thing I do in my day is I head home. I go home and I head home are both very common phrases in English, and they mean exactly the same thing. So let's get going. The next thing I do every day when I get home from work is I say hi to my wife, Jen. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Bob.
And I say hi to my kids. Hi, kids.
Hi, Dad.
See, I really do have 5 kids. After that, I usually go for a walk. I try to go for a walk every day. This is something that I do for exercise. Some people go for a run, but I like to go for a walk. But the weather outside isn't great, and these are not the clothes I normally wear when I go for a walk. So I think I need to get changed, or I need to change my clothes. Those are 2 ways to say that you need to put on different clothes. So I think I need to get changed. Let's do this really quickly. There, that's better. Now I'm ready to go for a walk. You might think walking for exercise sounds easy, but it's harder than it looks. I usually walk very briskly. I walk very quickly, and I walk for about 45 minutes. After my walk, I usually get changed again. I usually put on clothes that are a little more comfortable, something like jeans and a t-shirt. Let's do this really quickly too. There, that's better. After I get changed, I usually go back outside
to make a short 1-minute English lesson for my other YouTube channel. If you haven't checked it out yet, I'll put a little link up there that you can click on. I think you'll like that channel as well. I do short 1-minute English lessons every Monday through Friday, 5 new lessons a week. It's really cool.
The next thing I do in my day is I make dinner or I make supper. We have 2 words for the evening meal in English, supper and dinner. We also have 2 ways to say it. I can say I make dinner. I can also say I cook dinner. Tonight's meal is actually going to be spaghetti with meat sauce. So I am going to fry some hamburger. I'm going to then mix it with this tomato sauce and these tomatoes, and I'm going to cook that up. I'm also going to boil some noodles. And so that the meal is healthy and has some vegetables, we're going to have some cucumber, and I'm also going to boil some green beans. Jen and I usually take turns cooking. Sometimes Jen makes the evening meal, and sometimes I make the evening meal. But generally, we cook a lot of food because there's a lot of people to feed. So everything's cooking nicely. In the back frying pan here, I fried the hamburger and then I mixed it with the tomato sauce, and it's bubbling nicely right now. The beans back here are just about to boil, and I'm going to throw the noodles into this boiling water. I should be eating soon. So after I cook supper, after I make supper, I eat supper. Whenever I eat supper, I try to make sure that half of my plate is filled with vegetables so that it is a healthy supper. I do want to apologize though. If you're watching this video from Italy, I know I'm eating spaghetti that I made with sauce out of a jar and out of a can. Sorry about that. I'm just not as good a cook as I should be. After I eat, I will wash the dishes. I will also dry the dishes. And in English, when we talk about washing dishes and drying dishes, we actually sometimes say, do the dishes. So if I'm washing and drying, I can also say, after I eat, I do the dishes. As soon as the dishes are done, I spend a little bit of time cleaning the house, or cleaning up the house, or tidying up the house. They all mean the same thing in English. Because there are 7 people that live here, Jen, myself, and our 5 kids, the house gets messy pretty quickly, but it also gets clean really quickly because everyone has to help clean the house. So after supper, I will probably sit on the couch for a little bit just to relax and unwind. I might turn on the television and watch the news. I might just read a book for a little while, or I might grab my laptop and just watch a few YouTube videos or maybe something on Netflix. As I'm sitting on the couch relaxing, my kids usually go to bed one by one. They're too old now for me to tuck them in, and I don't put my kids to bed. When you have really little kids, you usually put your kids to bed and you tuck them in. But my kids are old enough now that they can put themselves to bed. So usually one by one, they come and say goodnight, and I say goodnight, and off they go to bed. At about 10 p.m., it's time for me to get ready for bed. I do a few things to get ready for bed. I usually brush my teeth. I use the bathroom. You're still not invited in, by the way. And then I put on my pajamas and I get into bed. So one of the last things I do in my daily routine is I get into bed. After I get into bed, there's just two things left to do. I need to set my alarm clock so that I don't sleep in tomorrow because I need to do this daily routine all over again. And the last thing I do in my daily routine is I go to sleep. Well, hey, that was the second half of a typical day in the life of Bob the Canadian. Thank you so much for watching this video. I hope that as we went through the second half of one of my typical days, you were able to learn some new English words and phrases that will help you talk about your daily routine in English as well. Anyways, Bob the Canadian here. You are learning English with me. If you did enjoy this video, please give me a thumbs up. If you are new here, don't forget to click that red subscribe button over there. And if you have the time, why don't you stick around and watch another video while you're here?